Okay, so we are in the middle of Dos, and we pointed out there's a very, very important Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hey, and the Gemara cites a very unique heter that when it comes to the malacha, the tolda of schita, so a person is allowed to sochet eshkol shel avonim, anovim. He's allowed to squeeze an eshkol shel anovim letocha keder avalotecha ka'ara. And then Rav Chista takes a leap. He makes an extension. Oh, if that's true by Eshkol Shalanovim, so Am Rav Chista midivi Rabbeinu Nilmad, so too Cholev Adam Eiz L'tocha Kdeira, Avalo L'tocha Ka'ara. You could also milk a cow into a vessel that will say has food in it, but not into a vessel that does not have food in it. So one leads to another. Eshkol Shalanovim, if that's mutter, into a food bowl, then Eiz, Chalivas Eiz, is also mutter into a food bowl. So it comes along the Rishonim. This is found in Tosas Daf, and Daf Kufim Dalam Ebeiz Dimasal Cholev, and it is echoed in the Ran as well. They ask the following question. Lefi Shiyesh, why is it mutter into a food bowl? Lefi Shiyesh Bo Ochel. And Mashka Habala Ochel Ka Ochel Hu. If it's a liquid that came from a food and entered into a food, it hasn't really changed state, and therefore that's permissible. Now that halacha, grapes into food, that everyone points out, ha vaday afilu b'Shabbos shari. That's mutter on Shabbos. That's no difference yontif for Shabbos to go ahead and squeeze grapes juice into food. That's mutter even on Shabbos. However, is that extension necessarily true when it comes to chaliva? You see, really, what I said yesterday, this is not Masechet Shabbos, it is Masechet Shabbos. I was joking. It's Masechet Shabbos, the first part. But then the Gemara goes, transitions into Chalivas Eiz. When it comes to Chalivas Eiz, all of a sudden, the Rishonim say, not so fast, that it's mutter when it comes to Yontif Chalivas Eiz. That's mutter. Eshkol Shlanov Man Shabbos, Chalivas Eiz on Yontif, Al B'Shabbos, Afilu L'Toch HaKedera, to milk a goat is usser, after all, because when you're separating the liquid, the milk, from the goat, again, choose the Rishon, they have different ways of saying it. One possibly could call it Borer, because the animal is psoles, and the milk is ochel, separating ochel from psoles. The other way the Rishon say, it's not schita, it's not mefarek the tolda, but it's dosh the av. When you go ahead and extract the kernel from the chaff, this is chaff. The cow is chaff. And therefore, when you extract the kernel, the milk, from the chaff, that is the malacha of dosh. Now, even if you make an argument, it's not borer because it's ochel mito psoles. So you're taking the good from the bad. You want the good. It's not borer. But dosh doesn't have such a heter. That separation is going to be a problem. That separation is going to be a problem. And this is the kasha that's raised by all the Rishonim. And as we mentioned yesterday, based on this kasha, the psak of the Balei Hatosas, a very, very chomer dikka psak, is you can't milk a cow even into food on Shabbos. And when the Gemara says that it's mutter, the Gemara is saying it's mutter when on Yontif, but definitely not on Shabbos. Ad kan, what we saw yesterday. So comes along the Ran. The Ran is found in two places. The Ran is found here on the margins of the Dapei Harif. The Ran is also found in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah. And perhaps there is an alternative answer you can give. Totally different answer. Is it really, really true? Why is the cow on Shabbos called psolus?
Can't use it.
Because you can't shecht it. You can't shecht it. Since you can't shecht it, it has a din of psolus. Is it food?
No.
Not food. Psolus. So separating ochel from solus is aser, dosh borer. Is that really true? Just because you can't shecht it, does that mean it's not food?
No.
Let me give you a mashal. I have some food. And nice piece of meat, and there's a lion standing in front of the meat. Does the lion render that meat into not food? Of course not. It's certainly food. Can I access that food? The food is inaccessible. But that doesn't mean it's not food. So argues the Ramban, the Ran, listen to this language. No. The kihechi de sharinan lischot eshkol shel anovim. Just like I can do schita of an eshkol shel anovim, I feel to hagder b'shabes, hachanami sharinan lachlov ezla to hagder, I feel b'shabes. Of course, the Gemara is saying mitoze ani lo meitze. And if you ask me, how is it mutter? After all, you're separating ocha from solas. Yesh lomar. Kevon de'ez gufa chazya la'achila. Is the cow fit to be eaten?
Yeah.
Of course it is. What's the problem?
Usher.
It's usher. What's usher? I can't shchit. I can't shechit. But does that do the cow?
It's a
chefetz gavra. It's a classic chefetz gavra issue. The cow is ochel. But I have an iser shchita. There is an iser shchita upon me that impacts my access. This is what he writes: the isura hu deravia ilave. That does not render it into psolus. That doesn't render something psolus. This is a classic. Yeah, there's an arye deravia ale. There's an iser hovering over the animal. Good. There's an iser hovering over the animal. That doesn't turn it into ochel. Therefore, it says the Ramban. Can you go ahead and milk a cow into cereal on Shabbos? Yes, and when the Gemara transitions from Eshkol Shalanovim to cow, to Eiz, yeah, that's Afilu B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Shabbos. It's a fundamental machlokas, and it's based on a fundamental lumbus. Because when it comes to Isurei Shabbos, in general, you look at Isurim, you want to ask the question, famous Chakira, is it an Isur Gavra, or is it an Isur Cheftza? So Isurei Shabbos, or Isurei Shabbos is Shabbos and Isur Gavra and Isur Cheftza. In general, when you have an Isser that is Asa today, Mutter tomorrow, as a general matter, it's an Isser Gavra. If it's Asa on Shabbos, Mutter on Sunday, that typically is not going to generate a Chefta di Isser. It's going to be an Isser Gavra. That's generally the case. There's a fascinating sugya. Comes out of the 8th parak of Maseches. Yuma lehalacha, we have the following din. A person is a chole sheyesh bo sakana. Is he allowed to partake of macholos asuros? Can he eat the things that are prohibited if it's necessary for his refuah? Of course he can. But we have a rule. There is a rule, Mar Yuma says, that if you're going to violate isurim for him, ma'achilim oso hakal hakal tchila. If we're going to enable him to eat foods that are asur, but you want to minimize isurim. For example, let's say this fella, he needs some ma'acholos asuros. Something is going to be needed.
He also says like when he gets bit by a dog, if you get the liver.
Ma'achilim hakal hakal.
So some ma'acholos asuros.
He can change the shoes, but the shoes don't necessarily change him. Okay. The So machilos hakalakal tchilos. So what is the iser of what's the onesh for eating chalev?
Kares.
What's the onesh for eating nevela? Iser lav, iser malchus. So a person needs some meat. There's only treif meat available, and he has a choice of eating a kezias of chalev or a kezias of nevela. He needs one or the other. Which one should he eat? So the din is ma'achilim oso hakal hatchila. Better eat an iser lav than an iser nevela. You want to minimize isurim. There's a famous Ramban. Famous Ramban. Everyone knows this Ramban. So what do you give him? You give him the nevela over the chela. That's if he needs a shear. That's if he needs a kazayis. Let's say he doesn't need a kazayis. He needs a little bit. Just a little bit. I chatzi shir. Nevela, does the din change?
Well, you're not getting punished either, then.
You're not getting punished anyway, because you're a chol sheish basakana. No one's getting punished. One's getting punished. He's a sick. He's going to die. It's 100% mutter what he's doing.
Even if he wasn't a chol, he wouldn't get punished. If it's less than the shir.
That's true. So what? Does that mean it's mutter?
Should make a difference, then.
Chatzi shir asur minato. Chatzi shir is an isur dorais. So should we give him... Not every aver you do, you get punished.
What's an equal deraisa?
What?
It would be equal then.
Who says?
Well, the chatzi shir is
asur min ha-tor.
Well, they're both asur min ha-tor, but it's like
they're both asur min ha-tor
from the original din. Then.
That's what you think. Okay, so good. So Jack is making the following point. It's 2 days in the Ramban. One day in the Ramban says machin osu akala kal tchila, just like b'kashir you give nevela, so too pachos mikashir you give. Nevela. The other day, the Ramban says, nah, give whatever you want. Doesn't make a difference. The very famous, famous Hakira. What is the nature of the Isser Chatzi Shir? Is Chatzi Shir, we know what Chatzi Shir is? Pachos Mikashir. Chatzi Shir means Pachos Mikashir. Normally, I have this Nisser, you have an Onesh for a Shir. Pachos Mikashir is Nisser Dol Raisa, says Rabbi Yochanan. But you don't get an onesh. What is the nature of the iser of chatzi shir? The Torah says not only eat chaylev, but the Torah says kol chaylev, any amount of chaylev. What's the nature of the iser of chatzi shir? Iser dorais. But the Ramban is suggesting, is it a chameleon iser? What do I mean by chameleon iser? The iser chatzi shir adopts the colors, the traits, the characteristics of the mother iser. So chatzi shir of chaylev is chaylev. Chatzi shir of nevela is nevela. In which case, which should you eat? The chatzi chaylev, chatzi nevela? The nevela. What do you assume now? Once you're in the world of chatzi shir is not a chameleon iser. It's what we call an iser kali. It's a new iser. You know what the name of the Isser is? Chatzi Shir. And it doesn't matter whether it's Chatzi Shir Nevela, Chatzi Shir Chelev. There's a new Isser called the Isser of Chatzi Shir. The Isser of Chatzi Shir. That's the case. Then it doesn't make a difference. Eat whichever you want. That's 2 days in Ramban. Very famous Ramban. But what about the following? How about this? Try this on. This fellow needs meat. It happens to be Shabbos. And he has in front of him two options. Nevela or cow. Yes. Dead nevela or cow. He needs food. Amazing halacha. All the Rishonim agree. Amazing halacha. Quoting Shulchan Aruch. Amazing halacha. This fella is a chayle sheish basakana shetzarek basar found in Simin Shin Chav Ches Halach Yedal. Shochatin lo. You do the shechita ve'ein omrim na'achileno nevela. Better to do shechita and not violate the Isser Neve.
You have to
escape. How else are you going to eat the meat?
You
just eat it. No. You can't eat it live. You have to do Shechita. That's the scenario. So that's counterintuitive. What's the Isser of Shechita B'Shabbos?
Deraisa.
It's all Deraisa. It's all Deraisa. It's Nisser Skila. It's an Isser Skila. It's Nisser Skila. Nevela. It's an Isser Lav. So based on the Pinsim Achino So Akala Kal Tchila, what should we do?
Nevela.
So what goes? What's pshat? This is a lot of pshat. A lot of pshat. Fascinating pshat. The Ran has an amazing pshat. The Rosh has an amazing pshat. And the Ravid has an amazing pshat. The Rosh writes, Nevela. Nevela's like, treif, treif, treif. It's really bad. It's treif. You know, personally, you present him with Nevela, you know what he's going to do? Nevela. It's disgusting. It's minuval. It's disgusting. He's going to throw up from the Nevela. It's not going to work. He's not going to be able to eat it. Terrible cheeseburger. Terrible, terrible. This is Pasur Shchach. It's kosher meat. Good, isn't this a Shabbat? It's kosher meat. He'll be able to keep that down. That's what the Rush writes. Fascinating. Fascinating. Shema Yakutz. We're worried he's not going to be able to keep it down. He's so repulsed by Nevela. So eat the Chil Shabbos. It's not repulsive. Ron has an amazing shot. How big is a cow?
Big.
So how many Yisurim are you going to do when you shech the cow?
What?
One Isser. And then, okay, that's it. You're done. Now eat to your heart's content. But when you eat the Nevela, it's not that you need one bite. When I talk one bite, you need a meal of Nevela. So says the Ron, you're going to have to eat a lot of kazesim of Nevela and a lot of kazesim of the cow. Every kazayas of Nevela that you eat is another isser.
Yeah,
by the shchit of the animal, one big isser. So a lot of little issers versus one big isser. You know what? Machimo sakal kal tchila, do the big isser. But it's only one, as opposed to multiple kizes.
Even though it's Misa?
Even though it's Misa. It's Misa Beheter. It's Misa Beheter. So then comes along the Ravid. The Ravid says it's probably what's underlying each of the other shitas also. He says, no. It's a fundamental difference between Nevela and the cow. Shabbos is an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chavtza. Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. Here we have a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. Who needs me? Is there an Isser Gavra for a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana? Is he allowed to shech the animal? Is he an animal allowed to be shechted for him? It's mutter. So when he eats that shechted meat, is there any Avera being done? There's nothing there. It's Hutra Lagamre. But when you have a head to eat the Nevela, good, you can eat it. It's mutter to eat a Cheftza Shel Isser. Is Nevela mutter? Is the Nevela a Cheftza Shel Isser or an Isser Gavra?
Cheftza.
It's a Cheftza Shel Isser. So you're allowed to. The Gavra is allowed to eat the Cheftza Shel Isser. But is he eating a Cheftza Shel Isser? He's still eating a Cheftza Shel Isser. So what's better? Eating a Cheftza Shel Isser Beheter? Or eating the cow meat, which is Moder Lagamre? There's no Isser whatsoever. Because Chil Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. Which now, for a Chol HaSheh, Yesh Bo Sakana is Moder. Nevela is an Isser Cheftza, which is mutter. He's allowed to eat it. But he's eating it, beheter, but it's still a Cheftza Shel Isser. So don't do that. And you know why he might throw up? He might, what's the Ran? The Rush says, Shema Yakutz. Yeah, because it's still a Cheftza Shel Isser. It's still a Cheftza Shel Isser. It's all those kazesim, they add up, they count, as opposed to the Basar Shachar. This is a very delicious Ritva in Maseches Brachos. You remember this Ritva. The Ritva wants to know, big sugya, famous sugya, the beginning of the seventh perek of Maseches Brachos. Do you make a bracha if you eat macholos asuros? Let's say you're a frum avarian. You have a yetzahara for cheeseburgers. Big yetzahara for cheeseburgers. But you're frum. So you know your weaknesses, you know your strengths. So you go ahead, you're going to eat a cheeseburger. You got a yetzara. But you'd like to wash and bench. Yes or no? Someone tells us absolutely not. Ein zeh mevarech ela minoetz. You do not make a bracha on ma'acholos asuros. No, no. That's not an occasion to thank Hashem. No thank you. What if you're eating ma'acholos asuros as a chole sheyesh bo sakana? A cheeseburger as a chole sheyesh bo sakana, do you have a heter to eat? So the Ritva says, you have a heter to eat? But you know what he also says? No bracha. Why? Because the bracha cannot be chal on a chefta shalisa. Ooh. Let's say what you need to eat is you need that meat dairy flavor. That's your cure. But you don't need meat. All you need is a chicken and cheese sandwich. So now we're talking about macholos asuros de rabban. See what the Ritva says? Unbelievable. That you can make a bracha. That you can make a bracha. Why? Because the chachamim cannot create a chepta shalisa. Chachamim can come along. Chicken is mutter min haTorah. Cheese is mutter min haTorah. Together they're mutter min haTorah. Are you allowed to eat it? Definitely not. What did the rabbis do when they said you can't eat it? It's a gavra. You can't eat it, but it's not a chepta shalisa. Now you can eat it because you are a choleshe yesh bo sakana. Then the Ritva says something unbelievable. It was one of my favorite Ritvas in the Shas. Unbelievable. It says, what about if you're choleshe yesh bo sakana, who needs food on Yom Kippur? Do you make a bracha as a chole sheyesh bo sakana who needs to eat on Yom Kippur? The answer seems to be obvious. Yom Kippur is nisur gavra isur chefta. Nisur gavra. You have a heter to eat. So he says, l'chore, you should say, and we pass this way. You should be allowed to make a bracha. For sure you make a bracha. For sure. And there's a bench and they may even make kiddush. You know what the Ritva says? No bracha. The Ritva says no bracha. Why? Unbelievable. Do you want to eat on Yom Kippur?
Honestly?
Honestly. Yeah. The Ritva is much firmer than Mr. Rubin. You don't want to eat on Yom Kippur. You don't want to eat on Yom Kippur. He says, who wants to eat on Yom Kippur? You're holding up here, who wants to eat on Yom Kippur? So he says, the achil on Yom Kippur is a tsar, not a hana'ah. It's painful to have to eat on Yom Kippur. It hurts to have to eat on Yom Kippur. And even if, yeah, it's painful in the beginning, but now that you've eaten, you feel good. That's called tchiloso b'tsa'ar v'sofo b'hana'ah. No bracha. No b'chas hanenin and that achila. It's all based on this lumdus of how we see Shabbos. Shabbos is an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Chepta. That's this Ramban. We saw this one other time, this idea. Shabbos, Isser Gavra, Isser Chepta. You might recall when we did Korea. Do you remember the Yishami? By Korea? Yishami wanted to know how Korea b'Shabbos al meso. Person Rachman Al-San loses a relative, he dares Korea. So is he allowed? Is he not? So the Mishami says, is it a mitzvah haba ba'aveira?
Oh, but the Bible says,
is it a mitzvah haba ba'aveira? The Mishami says, even though eating matzah gzula, that's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, not so when it comes to Kriya, Bishab is not a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Why not? Why not? Because... Wow, you tear Kriya on Shabbos? You ruined your Beged. You ruined your Beged. That's Kilkel. That's Kilkel. Kol Makalkalin are Peturin on Shabbos. Correct? Patur on Shabbos, then did you fill the mitzvah of Kriya?
Yeah.
You filled the mitzvah of Kriya.
Kriya.
But if you fill the mitzvah of Kriya, then it's a productive Kriya, and so is it a mitzvah babaver or not? So the Yushami says it's not a mitzvah babaver. You know why? Because mitzvah babaver only applies to Surei Cheftza. A lulav hagozel is a Cheftza that is now tainted by Gzela. Not so. Shabbos does not create Yisurei Cheftza. It only creates Yisurei Gavra. Okay. With that in mind...
Is it Babli and Yerushalmi
on? No.
No?
Babli doesn't address it.
Okay.
I don't think so. Babli addresses Hafei Amesa. It doesn't address the comparison to Mitzvah Babaver. Okay, I want to move on. So bottom line, Lahalacha, can you go ahead? Again, Kibbutzim had a real problem with this. Can you milk a cow on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says, brings down Lahalacha. Squeezing grapes into food is mutter. Squeezing milk into food on Shabbos is aser. On Yontiv is mutter. We pass like Tosfos against Ramban, which created a big, big problem for Kibbutzim. They had to develop all these shinuis and all these other things. They couldn't just milk the cow in a regular fashion, or they had to, for example, this becomes an issue. Do we find that none of us are farmers? None of us are farmers, but some of us will, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get married. And Mitzvah Shem will have children. And the women nurse. Let's say there's a scenario that happens where the mother and the child are not in the same locale. And the mother can't be nursed by the child. The mother can't nurse her child. So she needs to express milk. She needs to express milk. So, first of all, is that mutter? So it's definitely not mutter. But she can't. She needs to. Like it's either she'll lose her milk or it's painful. She needs to express the milk. So the halacha is that to express the milk into a bottle and just to put it away for next use, for future use, that is aser. That cannot be done because of the chaliva of Schita B'Shabbos, of Mefarik. However, therefore the halacha is, it has to be holech le'ibud. She's allowed to express the milk, but it has to be spilt out. Once it's holech le'ibud, then it's already malacha shenitzich legufa, things of that sort, then it's already a different ballgame. Which again, that was what some of the kibbutzim perhaps had to do. Holech le'ibud, it's a lot of milk that gets lost. One of the reasons, if you've noticed, I haven't seen it so much in the past 5 or 6 years, but back in the day, they used to have milk in Israel that was mahadrin milk, and they used to have milk in Israel that was rabbanut milk. Now I ask you, what is the difference between rabbanut and mahadrin milk? After all, in Israel, all the cows are Jewish. It's all Chalav Yisrael. All the milk is coming from, it's all Chalav Yisrael. So what's the business of non-mahadrin milk? The answer is Shabbos. Shabbos is the answer. Is the mahadrin milk is makpid on no chaliva b'Shabbos? That the milk is milked on, even it might be milked on Shabbos, but beheter with machines and the like. If it's non-mahadrin milk, so they're relying on the milk is milked on Shabbos be'isser, but it gets mixed in a vat with other milk that's milked beheter on Sunday or on Friday. It's bottled be'alat. And heterim to allow people to drink the milk, even if it was milked. Because if you have 6 units of milk, or mutter, and 1 unit that is, it might not require. It's in other words, there's svaras to be mahadir. Mahadir milk is going to be milk that was not milked on Shabbos, and that's why people are makpid to buy mahadir milk. But you do have non-mahadrin milk that is available. I'm not talking about cheeses and the like. There's a whole different slew of issues. Okay, let me just get a little halach lamaisa done. I want to talk a little off topic for a second, but it's on topic, but it's halach lamaisa. So on a doraisa level, the halacha divides between 3 different types of fruit. We're talking about fruit juicing now. three different types of fruit. Category number one is zeisim va'anavim. Zeisim va'anavim. What makes them unique? Zeisim va'anavim is not because Shevus Aminim, but because what is the primary product of the zeis? Is the olive oil. What is the primary product of the grape? Is the wine, certainly back in the day. And therefore, that's the Isser Doraisa. There the Gemara tells us that's an Isser Doraisa to squeeze Zeisim Vanav. What about other fruit? Like, for example, what the Gemara calls Tutim Virimonim. Literally, strawberries and pomegranates. Strawberries and pomegranates, are they juiced?
No.
Yes, they are juiced. But is that their primary function? Their primary function is not the juice. And as such, that is what Chazal tell us is an Isser Derabbanan on Shabbos, to juice. So for example, grapefruit, squeezing grapefruit for the juice, oranges for the juice, the rice or Derabbanan? Derabbanan because they're juiced, but that's not the sole or primary function. Okay? Then there's a third category of fruit. When's the last time you juiced a watermelon? People don't juice watermelons. You know why they don't juice watermelons? Because you know what the juice of watermelon is? I guess water. So just open the tap. No reason to juice a watermelon. So that is something that's called shar peros. People don't juice. They're not really juiced. That's mutter lechatchila. So you have three tiers. Zeisim v'anavim, doraisa. Tutim v'rimonim, iser drabon. Shar peros, mutter lechatchila. Just an interesting sidebar. Does the Gemara address anywhere drinking olive oil? Of course. Of course it does. Brachos daf, long sugi, brachos daf lamed hei, med beis, lamed vav. What bracha do you make when you drink olive oil? So the bracha is, the bracha was very bothered because who drinks olive oil? If you take a cup of olive oil straight, no one drinks olive oil straight. That's a mazik. That's not good for you. No, don't do that. So when you have olive oil with a salad, you make a salad dressing, you have some olive oil with the salad, but then what's the ikker? What's the tuffel? The ikker is a salad. You're not going to make a bracha on the olive oil either. So when in the world are you going to make a bracha on olive oil? The answer is, you're going to make a bracha, the Gemara says, when you have a choli, when you're sick, and the refuah for the throat is the olive oil, but you're not going to take it straight, so you're going to have it in some kind of drink, of a vegetable drink, but the ikker, because the refuah, is the olive oil. So the Gemara says that's the snare. It's called drinking the olive oil, ayde anigron.
Then why would you make a bracha?
Because
it's for refuah. It's,
because it's not a mess. It's you're drinking the food for refuah purposes, like chicken soup. What bracha do you make? So the Gemara says, you know what bracha you make? Bore pri ha'etz. Which is fascinating. Because what's it telling you? What does that mean, that bracha? What does that mean? Bore pri ha'etz. What does the word pri mean?
Fruit.
What does the word fruit mean?
Produce.
No. A fruit does not mean something that grows on a tree. No, that's not what it... The word fruit means product of. There's fruit of the tree, pri ha'etz. There's pri ha'adama. There's pri amalo, fruits of my labor. What does the word fruit mean? Product of. In Latin, frucht. In English, fruit. In Hebrew, pri. It is all the same etymological root. Product, product, product. Frucht, pri. Now, what is the product of the olive tree? The oil. And that's why the bracha is not a shaka. It's a borei pri ha'etz. Normally speaking, you have a fruit, you make a borei pri ha'etz. Here, on the oil. The oil is the product. There's another beverage. There's only one other beverage that I'm aware of that you make a borei pri ha'etz type of bracha. What's the other beverage?
Grape juice.
Grape juice. Wine. Borei pri, what's the geffen? Geffen is the tree. It's a particularized bracha on the tree. Now, do we make a bracha borei pri ha'etz on zeisim, on olives? We do. Because today, another product of the eitz zayit is also olives.
Why don't we make hagafen on grape?
Because hagafen is a specialized bracha for the exalted product of the...
So then why is the bracha pri ha'etz and pri hagafen?
Because it's pri hagafen. Because that the wine is the pri hagafen. It's the pri hagafen.
Wine is pri hagafen, but grape is pri ha'etz.
That's correct. As we were giving a special bracha, a more poetic type of bracha. Okay, with that in mind, what bracha do you make on Tropicana orange juice? It's not a simple question. Because, now forget the pulp, the oranges in Florida for Tropicana are grown for what purpose? They're grown for the juice. Once it's grown for the juice, arguably, what is the pri ha'etz? The Rashba paskins, what bracha do you make? You make a borei pri ha'etz on orange juice if it was grown for that purpose. The big manufacturers, they have trees for that are designed. It's specifically orange juicing oranges. But we don't pass that way. We pass in, like the Rosh, across the board, you always make a bracha on a beverage of shahakov. What bracha do you make on chocolate?
Chocolate.
So it's the same issue. Where does chocolate come from? It comes from a... Yeah, there you go. Some kind of... Is it a bean or a tree? It comes on a tree.
It comes on a tree.
What's the product of that tree?
It's called a bean.
What's the product of the tree? You don't eat the bean, you eat the chocolate. So arguably, the proper bracha is borei pri ha'etz. The Rashba would tell you that is the bracha. Because it's slathered in all this sugar and milk and all this other stuff, so we tend to make a shahako. Not so simple. With dark chocolate, the 85% kind that I eat, that's already a different story perhaps, but the minhag is to make a shahako. However, what about on raisinettes? So you have raisin that's surrounded by chocolate. The raisin's a ha'etz. The chocolate's already arguably chatzi-chatzi. So there is definitely, if you made a ha'etz, you wouldn't be chosen to make another bracha. That's for sure. I think we'll have Kilo or Noah to make a shakal. And this all is built on the idea that the uniqueness of Zeisim v'Anavim, why is Zeisim v'Anavim unique? And that again has spillover, not just obviously in Hilchos Shabbos, but will have spillover in Hilchos Brachos and other areas of halacha as well. I will leave you with one other quick note, and maybe we'll pick this up, maybe not. There's a very, very sugya, difficult sugya in Maseches Ksuvas and Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Has anyone ever learned Ksuvas?
I made it that far.
Are you allowed to have Bia Rishona on Leil Shabbos?
Oh, because it's a mum. Not a mum, you're making her bleed.
So there'll be an extraction of dam. Is that a problem of chavala b'Shabbos? And chavala, as we saw in the Rambam, is a tolda of das, chover b'shabbos. So that's an interesting sugya that has to do with das as well. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up. When do we meet next? Probably not next Wednesday. I think next Wednesday is Yom HaTzmud, probably Thursday. Okay, have a... I'm when?